Lake Effect Weekend returns on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. It is wonderful to have your company this afternoon. The world of the French court in the 17th and 18th centuries was one of opulence and extremes. From fashion and art, and especially to music, France flourished artistically under the reigns of Louis XIV, known as the Sun King and the Builder of Versailles, and Louis XV, known as the Beloved. And it's under this latter monarch's rule that what we think of as chamber music began to flourish in France. On Saturday afternoon, Early Music Now present a concert by the Milwaukee-based ensemble Masks, which features the chamber music of the French Baroque composers Jean-Philippe Rameau, Michel Corrette, and Jean-Joseph Cassanea de Mondonville. One of the violinists with Masks, Tuomo Suni, joined me in the studio on Friday afternoon to talk about the concert and the music of the French Baroque. Tuomo, welcome to Lake Effect. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
And welcome to Milwaukee. First time?
It is.
How did you get involved with Masks?
I've been playing with Masks now for quite a many years. I mean, I'm not an original member. They've been playing for more than 15 years, I think, and I'm maybe been 6 years now. And I know Olivier from Europe because he plays there as well. Olivier, who's the harpsichordist, the leader of the group. And Sophie Gent and myself, we usually play violins, and we studied together in The Hague, and we played together in various groups, but especially with Masks.
So it's very international.
It is very international, yes. Sophie's from Australia, I'm from Finland. Benoit, who plays the violone, is from Belgium, but the rest of them are from Montreal. So it is a Montreal-based group.
Right. And the concert that you're doing is the music of Louis XV and primarily Rameau.
Yes.
And for a lot of people, when they think of Baroque music, I think most people think of Handel. They think of Bach. So it's sort of the German and the English, perhaps. But the French Baroque was really quite astounding as well. And it also had its very distinct sound that was different than, say, Handel.
Yes.
And talk about that a little bit from your perspective as a violinist. What is different and how do you approach the music?
Well, I mean, as a Baroque violinist, we have to cover many, many different styles. The German style as the one which usually is kind of based on the Italian earlier style, but also German is actually a mixture of the French and Italian in many ways. But the French itself, it's kind of affected in a way. It's very, very formalized with the ornaments, and it's very much to do with the culture and how people dressed and the architecture, and it's much more effeminate in a way.
A friend of mine would say frou-frou. I think of that particular time in France as being just over the top.
Exactly.
With everything, the yes. ornamentation, the dress, maybe even the way people moved and spoke.
Yes.
And so the music reflects that.
And the Rameau is really kind of the culmination of it all. The Couperin before, kind of, well, Lully is established the French style in Paris. Lully himself being Italian, actually, but he came to France and created the French style, and then it was continued by Couperin, for example. And then Rameau, with his big operas, just even more exaggerated the style.
I tend to think of the French Baroque as being, as you said, much more restricted in the Italian being much more languid and looser in its rhythm. You have more room for improvisation, perhaps, in that Italian style than you do
yes.
in the French?
Improvisation, yes, but French, I find that there's a great freedom within the music, kind of rhythmical freedom. It comes also from the harpsichord style, because there's lots of harpsichord composers in France. And the way how you don't necessarily play together with yourself even, and how you can really be fluid within it. But yes, the ornaments often are kind of pre-written very, very clearly. It doesn't really stop the kind of freedom of emotion, but the ornamentally, yes.
Yeah, it gives you a structure that
exactly.
you might not have
yes.
In Italian, say.
Yeah, in yeah. Italian music you might have to make up your own.
On the fly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. As a performer, and you said you have to do, as a Baroque violinist, a Baroque musician, you're playing a lot of different styles. When you come to the French style, what do you have to do as a musician to get yourself in the right mental space?
I was going to say practice trills, but that's not mental space. That's the practical
that's
thing,
practical
because there's so many trills. Well, it is a kind of softer place than the Italian music, and you have to really play the notes with a different care. If you have the harder attack, for example, you might want for some Vivaldi or Telemann concertos. If you do that in a French piece, it just sounds wrong. So you have to have a very subtle differences with the bowing stuff.
Okay, so the bowing technique fits
yes.
in, yeah.
And there's the inégalité, which means that you should never play the notes equal. Well, you shouldn't, in my opinion, do it in any country's music. But in France, well, it was really established as a kind of a standard way of playing.
You mean that it's like if you have a set of eighth notes, you don't play them equally. It's almost like there's a dot on the first eighth
yes,
note.
Yes,
okay.
That's
so instead of da da da, it's da 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 da. More
and,
or less.
And on all the kind of different varieties
of that
in different contexts. And
So that's just assumed in French music?
Yes,
yeah.
Basically.
Okay. Putting together a performance or a concert like this, and I realize you're not the person who actually necessarily chooses all the music, or does the whole group decide?
It is Olivier who makes these decisions, and we are happy with his decisions.
But for you playing a concert like this, and this is mostly Rameau that
yes.
we're going to hear, how do you approach it as part of the ensemble? Are you telling a particular story through the music?
It depends on the movements. I mean, some of them are more programmatic. I mean, there's one piece called La Poule, which means the hen. So it's just really programmatic, and it's just about chickens, basically. So there, it's very easy to approach the
right.
piece in the same way. But then the other ones, they have the Rameau pieces, they have titles which are people from Rameau's friend circle. So we know something of their character and their personality, but the music doesn't necessarily describe it literally. So
right.
So we play the piece through once and then we discuss what's happening and then improve from there.
Would this music have been performed in Rameau's time? Would this have been a chamber-type ensemble, or would it have been in the court? Who would have been hearing this?
In the court, most likely. This in the Louis XV. His mistress, Madame de Pompadour, who organized concerts in Versailles because he wanted to keep Louis has her lover, although he was started to be interested in younger women at that point. But through these concerts, which she organized, she was a big patron of music and arts. She organized concerts with Rameau and Mondovi and other people to play in the court for Louis the 15th.
So I understand a lot of this music literally was still wet on the page when they would perform it because it was being written so quickly.
Very much. I mean, that's how the music was those days. And then a couple of months later, you wouldn't necessarily hear these pieces. Although these Rameau pieces, which we play, are actually arrangements by someone else from mid-18th century. I think it's after Rameau's death, someone made this originally a trio pieces into a sextet pieces.
Okay, so there's been some adjustment made.
Yes. Yeah. At that time, the composers started to get a bit more famous. They were not just artisans making music. You knew the names of the composers, and afterwards people wanted to use the same pieces again. But this was a new phenomenon. Usually piece was played once, and then next time you play another piece.
And that was it. So you never heard it again?
Yes, basically.
Wow. So I guess it's lucky that we have the pieces still with us then.
Yes. Almost some pieces, of course, published because it was a money-making possibility for the composers. So then they circulated quite widely in Europe and even America. I think Rameau pieces were sold first editions. I think they came to Canada, I'm sure.
Probably, yeah, with all of
at
the
least.
French in Quebec, yeah. Absolutely. If anyone goes to the concert, they're going to basically be hearing not an adaptation, but an arrangement of pieces that would have been performed for Louis the 15th.
Yes. It is also possible that the arrangements were played same circumstances, but without Rameau himself being there.
Okay, and we just don't know.
No, yeah. It's not very clear, obviously.
Well, I think it is going to be a magnificent performance. It's going to sound wonderful in the church. I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking a little bit about it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tuomo Suni is a violinist with the Montreal-based ensemble Masks. The group is presented by Milwaukee's Early Music Now and performs music from the court of Louis the 15th, Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church on Milwaukee's East Side. There is more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take one last break, and then our Material World series returns with a follow-up to one of the greatest college pranks of all times, and it happened in Madison. That's coming up next on Lake Effect Weekend from Milwaukee Public Radio.